All right, let me invite you to take your Bible and let's turn to, you can turn to 2 Kings 15 and also 2 Chronicles 27. We're mostly going to be in 2 Chronicles 27, but if you want to kind of put a marker there in 2 Kings 15, just kind of check when I refer back there, you'll have it ready to do that. But 2 Kings 15, and we're going to be in verses 32 through 38 there, and then 2 Chronicles 27, verses 1 through 9. Now, when we were last in the southern kingdom of Judah, 2 weeks ago, we looked at the life of King Uzziah. And we saw how that Uzziah was very successful until he was lifted up with pride. And he decided he could go into the temple and offer sacrifices just like he was a priest. Well, it did not end well. He got leprosy. He lived out the rest of his days in a several house away from his kingdom, his family, and his friends. And we saw how his son Jotham had to run the kingdom in the place of his father until his father finally died in his leprous condition. Well, here we pick up after the death of Uzziah and see the time when Jotham ruled the throne as king of Judah after his father's death. Our text here in 2 Kings 15 has only 7 verses concerning Jotham, and in 2 Chronicles 27 account, there are only 9 verses. So you got 2 more verses, but they are essential to give us some additional information. And so we're going to use mostly 2 Chronicles 27. We will see in these accounts Jotham's commitment to God and his success. Because Jotham had a good reign in Judah. And King Jotham lived a life of faith. And it was a faith that set him apart. A faith that was steady and determined. And today I want us to study these few verses on the reign of King Jotham, and we'll see what we can learn about living a life of faith. We're mostly, like I said, we're going to use chapter 27 of 2 Chronicles, so that's where we'll begin tonight, because it gives us a little bit more information. First thing I want us to see is we see that faith begins with obedience. Let's just go ahead and read 2 Chronicles 27, and it says, Jotham was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Uzziah did, howbeit he entered not into the temple of the Lord. And the people did yet corruptly. He built the high gate of the house of the Lord, and on the wall of Ophel he built much. Moreover, he built cities in the mountains of Judah, and in the forest he built castles and towers. He fought also with the king of the Ammonites and prevailed against them. And the children of Ammon gave him the same year 100 talents of silver, and 10,000 measures of wheat, and 10,000 of barley. So much did the children of Ammon pay unto him, both the second year and the third. So Jotham became mighty, because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. That's a very important verse right there. Now the rest of the acts of Jotham, and all his wars and his ways, lo, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And Jotham slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David, and Ahaz his son reigned in his stead. So the first thing we see here is we see that faith begins with obedience. We see there in verse number 2, the very first part of the verse 2 says he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. And you'll find that phrase also in 2 Kings 15 and verse number 34. Now, from the many kings that we have seen that did evil in the sight of the Lord, this was a great testimony to Jotham's character. And, you know, there's a story told about President Abraham Lincoln in the U.S. Civil War, where he met with a group of ministers for a prayer breakfast one time. And Lincoln was a man of deep faith, and at one point one of the ministers said, "Mr. President, let us pray that God is on our side." And Lincoln's response showed far greater insight. He said, "No, gentlemen, let us pray that we are on God's side." And if we want to live a life that is pleasing to the Lord, then we must first determine that we're going to live a life of obedience to Him. A life of faith must have a beginning. It's got to have a point of origin. There was a point in King Jotham's life when he decided not to follow his father's footsteps and become prideful, as his father Uzziah did late in his reign as king of Judah. And you know, there must be a point in our lives when we say, you know what, I'm not going to go in the same path of folks who I've seen that get away from God and ruin their lives. I'm not going to bring that same pain and suffering in my own life. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to follow the Lord. Now, understand that we don't have the Lord on our side when we just say that we're going to be on His side. It's not what we say, it's what we do. It's obeying the Lord. A life of faith is a walk. It's not just a step. Now, there's a step to getting saved. That's a step of faith. That's just the beginning of the walk. One step is not a walk. It's just the beginning of the walk. And we who are believers took a step of faith when we believed on Jesus for our salvation by grace through faith in Him. And we are to continue that way, as the Apostle Paul told the Colossian Christians in Colossians 2, verse 6 and 7, when he said, "Ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." So we're saved by grace through faith. We are to walk by grace through faith. A walk of faith, in other words, a life of faith, begins with that first step of faith. You got to take that first step of salvation. And then we walk in faith by choosing to obey the Lord. We obey the gospel first, but then we choose to obey the Lord, which is a choice that we are faced with, listen, each and every day. We need to wake up and say, you know, I'm going to follow the Lord today. I'm going to walk with God today. The question is, am I going to walk in or do what is expedient for me? Or am I going to walk in and do what is right in the eyes of the Lord? Am I going to be conformed to this world and the way it expects me to live? Or am I going to be conformed, or rather, we could say, transformed into the image of Christ by obeying the Lord in my walk? Romans 12, verse number 2. "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Second thing I want us to see is we see that faith is learned from and strengthened by other people. Okay? Faith is learned from and strengthened by other people of faith. There in verse number two, again, let's read verse number two of our text here. "And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father Uzziah did." Now, it's talking about the time when his father walked right. He saw that, and he walked in the way that his father walked whenever his father had good success in the Lord, when he was walking right, doing right. But it says also, howbeit he entered not into the temple of the Lord. He didn't get filled up with pride and go into the temple and act like he was a priest like his dad did. He didn't mess up on the back end of his faith. So, here in, it says he did according to all that his father Uzziah did. Over in 1 Kings 15:34, it says he did according to all that his father Uzziah had done. Now, these verses speak of the early part of Uzziah's reign. when he did do that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, according to what his father Amaziah had done. And Jotham's father had been a very successful king early in his reign. Praise the Lord for that. In fact, he was very successful early on, as he did that which was right. And he walked in the ways of his father, Amaziah. And Amaziah, if you remember, Amaziah was, he was a good king early in his reign. But he messed up like his dad did. He didn't learn from his father. Amaziah messed up in the end. Uzziah messed up in the end. And I think what we see here is that Jotham saw things didn't go too well for granddad on the backside of his. He knew what happened there, and things didn't go too well for daddy on the backside of his. Well, I need to avoid what they did. And so, you know, we see that there is no doubt that Jotham saw these things in his father's reign of what living a life of faith should look like. I mean, his father did have a life of faith early on, and there's no doubt that he saw the favor of the Lord rested on his father as long as he remained obedient to the Lord. So, you know, a walk of faith can be strengthened by others, first of all by showing forth an example of what walking in faith brings. And as I said, you know, King Jotham no doubt saw the success of his father, King Uzziah, that he had in his reign as long as he was faithful and obedient to God. But a walk of faith also can be strengthened by others by showing forth an example of what not walking in faith brings. We can learn, you can learn something from anybody. You learn either how to do it or how not to do it, right? And when his dad fell from obedience to the Lord by pride and was chastened of the Lord with leprosy, there was a lesson there also. Amen. You got to pay attention and learn. You know, you look at that and you learn what's going on. So Jotham learned these great lessons from his father's example. You know, as long as I'm walking in faith and obedience to the Lord, then God will honor me. But if I choose to walk otherwise, it's not going to go well with me. I think that's the way that he viewed life. You know, he said, you know, I think I got this put together right, looking at my grandpa and looking at my daddy. You know, I think as long as I walk with God, things are going to go all right for me. But if I choose to walk otherwise, things are not going to go well. You know, I have personally learned many lessons of faith and obedience to the Lord over the years by watching those who have done that which was right in the eyes of the Lord and the results that it brought in their lives. And I appreciate that. You know, it was a wonderful thing to learn those lessons. But sadly, I've also seen those who, for a period of time, they didn't do that which was right. You know, they did right and they were blessed, but they then turned away in their lives from where they were at one time and began doing that which was not pleasing in the eyes of the Lord. And quite frankly, their lives became a mess. And, you know, I learned from that too. Don't do that. don't walk in that way. So we see that faith begins with obedience, and faith is learned from and strengthened by other people of faith. Third thing we see is that we see that faith will set us apart from living corruptly like others. There in he says, and the people did yet corruptly. Well, of course, his father entered the temple, and he says that he did not enter the temple. Jotham separated himself from the corrupt ways of his father. He removed from himself the possibility of sinning in the same way his father did. He didn't go into the temple. I think he was afraid, it might be in the genes. I'm not going to go in there. Jotham also separated himself from the corrupt ways of his people. Sadly, Judah was not walking in the ways they ought to walk at that time. In the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, King Jotham continued his walk of faith. Now, he did not allow the prevailing culture of the day to dissuade him from his walk with the Lord. This is what is needed today also, because we're living in the midst of an increasingly crooked and perverse generation. Turn with me, please. Just hold your place there in 2 Chronicles and turn to Philippians chapter number 2. Philippians chapter number 2 and verse number 12 through 16 I want us to look at here. Philippians 2 and verse number 12 says, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." I mean, these folks were good to not just walk in a certain way when the Apostle Paul was around, but you know, when he wasn't around, he found out that they were still walking, and he just encouraged them that faith that was inside them to let it work its way out in their lives. That's what he's talking about. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. It says, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke," notice this, "in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain." So, you know, we live in some wicked times. We know that. There's an increasingly wicked world that we live in. It's going to get more so that way as we approach the Lord's coming. Many people, and sadly, even many church people, are caught up in the same downward spiral of sin that is in this world, along with the rest of the world, and they're going to ultimately lead to nothing good in their lives. When you get caught up in that, you don't repent of your sin and get back to the Lord, things are not going well with you. We can't sin and then expect things to go well in our lives. We just can't. You can't live a life of sin and expect things to go well. We as believers and true followers of Jesus Christ are to walk in faith, and we're to live out our faith no matter how wicked around us the world becomes. Amen? Again, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The difference is going to be the effect of the Word of God in your life. Transformed by the renewing of your mind. You renew your mind with the Word of God, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We are to prove out in our lives that a life of faith is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God for us. Now listen, our walk of faith should show up in our lives the same as it did in the lives of those who are in the Hall of Faith chapter. You say, "Well, I'm not anywhere near as great as any of those guys." Hey, look, they were just flesh and blood, just like us. They just had faith. And they determined they were going to believe God, and they were going to walk with God. They walked in obedience. And they're in that Hall of Faith chapter because their faith showed that. And the Lord was giving us an example of what walking in faith will do. So living a life of faith will cause us to set ourselves apart from living corruptly like the rest of the world. A fourth thing I want us to see here in this passage back in our place in 2 Chronicles 27, and we will see this in verses 3 and 4, is we see that a life of faith will cause us to serve God and others. There in 2 Chronicles 27, verse 3 and 4, says that he built the high gate of the house of the Lord. You see, the first thing he did for the Lord. And the wall of Ophel he built much. Moreover, he built cities in the mountains of Judah and the forests. He built castles and towers. So, you know, one of the first things he did had to do with repairing the temple of the Lord. He served the Lord first. And we ought to serve the Lord first. He went to work for the Lord and did something for him. You know, he didn't enter the temple like his father did in pride and tried to do what he was never called to do. He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. And he used his reign to serve the Lord, and he showed that by repairing the temple. Not only that, a life of faith will cause us to serve the Lord also. we will have a longing to serve the Lord in some way that is helpful and pleasing to the Lord and His work and helpful to others. The verse says here that, moreover, He built cities in the mountains of Judah, and in the forest He built castles and towers. We see here that He began to serve the people of Judah by providing places for them to live and work and play. But He also provided protection by building the towers in the wooded areas to protect them from raiders who wanted to rob and destroy these new settlements. A life of faith will cause us to serve the Lord, but it will also cause us to serve others as well. And we will have a servant's heart. A fifth thing we see, found in verse number 5, is we see a life of faith can cause us to prevail in life's battles that we find ourselves in. Well, he found himself in the battle with the king of the Ammonites in verse 5. It says he fought also with the king of the Ammonites, look at this, and prevailed against him. Now, suppose he wasn't walking with the Lord. You think he might not have prevailed? Quite possibly. We've seen that happen in some of the other kings. It says, and the children of Ammon gave him the same year 100 talents of silver and 10,000 measures of wheat and 10,000 barley, so much did the children of Ammon pay unto him, both the second and the third year. So the Lord blessed him in this. He prevailed in the battles. He prevailed in his dealings there. And then last of all, we see a life of faith will cause us to increase in our spiritual strength. And that's the idea behind verse number 6. So Jotham became mighty, because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. Spiritual strength does not come by being passive with regard to the Lord. Spiritual strength comes when one prepares his ways before the Lord his God. You got to follow the Lord on purpose. Amen. And you got to You've got to look to Him. You can't be passive in your spiritual life and think that it's going to cause you anything but heartache. So what about our walk tonight? In conclusion, can our walk be described as a walk by faith? You say, well, preacher, I'm saved. That's a step of faith. Are you walking by faith? Are we living a determined life of faith by preparing our ways the way that Jotham prepared his ways? Do we allow our own faith walk to be strengthened by others and by their faith successes and their faith failures? Are you learning the proper lessons that the Lord is showing you in the life of others to say, well, that's a good way to be right there. That person's successful in their relationship with the Lord. Or that's the way not to be. That person's life is a mess. And I certainly don't want to walk the way that they're walking. Are you learning both lessons there? Are you actively involved in serving the Lord in some capacity? And by the way, I'll say this, attending church is not serving the Lord. And it's just not. We need to be involved in serving the Lord in some capacity. A true life of faith will cause us to not only desire that, but to actually serve the Lord and serve others in some way or ways. Amen. Well, that's our Bible study for this evening. We'll pick up there and we'll take a look at Ahaz, his son. We saw there in verse number 9 that Ahaz's son reigned in his stead. And we'll see that he did not that which was right in the sight of the Lord like David his father. He's going to walk in the way of the kings of Israel. Sad, but sometimes it happens. And so we'll pick up there and we'll take a look at what the Lord has for us in the next section. All right, let's pull out our prayer list. We'll pray for the needs and we'll be dismissed with this prayer.